Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
Let me hit you with my question, okay? What's wrong?
Everything. I'm never ready for these.
What's wrong, man? Let's talk this through.
Everything. I don't know what's coming at me right now. You don't like to tell me these things in advance on purpose so that I look and sound like a fool.
I just thought of it yesterday. Okay. You ready? So we've got Jimmy Butler is going to miss the next play-in game. And probably several weeks with this knee injury. Just came down Alex Caruso, not expected to play Friday against Jimmy Butler's Heat with an ankle injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo has a calf injury. He's a question mark. We've got multiple guys who just came back from injuries, including Karl Anthony Towns. We don't know if Kawhi Leonard is going to be able to play. Zion has a calf injury. The list is long. Buy or sell that there's reason to be worried that this spate of injuries across the NBA playoffs is connected to the NBA putting in rules that require players to play more games in the regular season than they otherwise would have.
Bye.
I think that's a brilliant thought by you.
I thought about doing a segment on today, but then I didn't. There's a lot of guys that are hurt.
A lot of big names that are hurt.
Like Alex Caruso. He's good, man. He's a good player. He was on my all. Avery Johnson is going to be on the Beyond the Arc podcast later today with me and John Gonzalez. Now, it won't be live today. It'll be live again tomorrow on CBS Sports Network. But John and Avery and I are going to chop it up, and it'll drop probably in 3 or 4 hours. Avery, I love Avery. Avery tends to, like all of us, be passionate, emotional about teams we have connections to, right? He told me on HQ a few weeks ago, and he stared at me aggressively with a, I'm talking to you, writer, look, that anyone who doesn't put Herb Jones on their All-NBA Defensive Player of the Year ballot doesn't deserve a vote. Now, he did not make my All-NBA Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, it's kind of hard because you got to get Gobert on there, who's the winner. You got to get Wemby on there, right? There's this guy named Bam. There's a bunch of guys. Herb Jones didn't even make my first All-NBA team. Alex Caruso beat him out for that final spot. Jones was on my All-NBA defensive second team, all-defense team. So just listen in to see how that goes.
Not going to be happy with you.
No. We're going over my ballot. Not going to be happy.
All right, Bill, let's get to some NFL here. The Washington Commanders, as you know, are expected to take a quarterback with the number 2 pick next Thursday. But which quarterback they take remains a question. Now, this week, the Commanders hosted four of the top quarterbacks in the draft at the same exact time. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix Jr., along with other prospects, were all visiting the Commanders yesterday and Tuesday. Now, Bill, it's being reported that the Commanders had all four QBs at once because new owner Josh Harris was in town and he wanted to meet all of them. Bill, buy or sell, it's odd that the Commanders visited with four top QB prospects at the same exact time.
I will buy that it's odd.
Buy.
I will also say that it's even more than odd. People are put out by this. It's a little weird. I've interviewed for a lot of jobs in my life at a multitude of places. And I don't think I've ever, ever interviewed for a job at the same time as my competition. The only time I've ever heard of it was in a film called 40 Days of Summer, I think. And at the end, he's interviewing for a job and he's had his heart broken. And then there's this really hot woman who's there. I think it's Jessica Alba. She's not in the movie. And her name is Autumn. And they basically fall for each other. But that worked out. Like, I'm happy to compete with someone if Jessica Alba is that person and she says, "Hey, do you want to get a beer?" Otherwise, I think it'd be not cool. And what I'm saying is, if it leads to true love, fine. But otherwise, it's not okay. We're for 100 days of summer. 100 days,
not 40.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Ending's great.
No, I haven't seen that movie. Why would
buy or sell? You asked me about the Commanders. Buy or sell, because you don't have a choice. Buy or sell, you're excited about where it took my brain. The question I'm about to ask you.
Sell.
All right, good. Buy or sell, you asked me about the Commanders. I thought of this. Buy or sell, you've ever seen the Russell Crowe film, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World.
Sell.
I haven't either, but I bet it's pretty good.
Why would you say it's pretty good?
Because Russell Crowe's in it. Back in his heyday.
You've broken me. I don't know what to do.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to sit in the same interview room or the same waiting room as a person I'm competing against. But if it's Jessica Alba and she's like, "Hey, I've seen you around." Really? Okay. Cool.
So we talked NFL draft, Washington Commanders, but we got to Jessica Alba and a Russell Crowe movie that nobody has seen because it's not any good.
He's got long hair in this. I'm looking at the Google images. He really grew it out.
He really went for it. Bill, I'll
also,
he
could have mixed in a salad before.
Now we're going to poke fun at Russell Crowe.
I'm just saying, if you're on a ship, I presume it's about being at sea. What are you eating that you look like this?
What if it was part of the role, just like the long hair?
What a diet that would be for me. Just lost at sea. Finally worked.
Bill, I don't know what else to do, so I'm going back to the NFL. America's team. Dallas Cowboys. Their CEO, Stephen Jones, said on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas that the Cowboys are always willing to spend money.
When we're all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year, and we will have done that. And, what comes with having a good roster, which we do, and, we also, are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then, that certainly you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
Bill, buy or sell these comments from Stephen Jones sway you one way or the other about the Dallas Cowboys eventually paying Dak Prescott?
Sell. I don't think it sways me, and it doesn't convince me. It also doesn't spark any random movie reference from 21 years ago. This is what you have to say. This is the politics of this kind of communicating. It's not just Dak, obviously, he mentioned. It's going to be a tough decision. It's going to be an interesting negotiation. I'm sure we'll talk a lot about it when the time comes. There's no good options. I'm not paying Dak Prescott whatever it is, $50 million a year, and you can't not have him there, so it is a dilemma.
All right, Bill, let's get to some college football here. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian admitted yesterday to ESPN that the Alabama head coaching job crossed his mind when Nick Saban retired back in January. Sark said, quote, "Naturally, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it, but it took me all of 60 seconds to say, yeah, I'm not doing that," end quote. Now, Bill, as you know, Sark was an assistant under Saban at Alabama for 2 years back in 2019 and 2020. Bill, buy or sell, Sark would have been a better hire for Alabama than Caleb DeBoer, who the Tide ultimately did hire.
Time will tell, okay? The Tide will go in and out on this.
Sell.
Oh, come on.
I'm still mad at you about the movie references from the very first question.
Well, that can't impact buy or sell. You have to be able to be a professional, Tom, and reset.
That's not me.
Nope. I understand that. I understand. Buy that Sark would have been a better hire.
Buy.
Obviously, he's already proven he can get a program of that level, Texas of that level, where you want to go, or the brink of where you want to go. But also, turning that program around, I mean, if Texas is a place where you should win forever just based on the talent that's in that state. And so, in a vacuum, Texas is a better job than Alabama. Don't freak out, Alabama people. Saban took the history of that place in his own genius and turned Alabama into this great job. But if it doesn't work with DeBoer, that job's not as good. It's good. It's a great job. But Texas, there's not another job like it because all the talent comes out of Texas in this order, Florida and California. But California and Florida have different schools that compete for being the standard bearer for your state. Texas is obviously bigger than those states, and it produces more football talent, and it is the program. Yes, there's other schools that can recruit there, that try to recruit there. There's A&M has made it. But if you grew up in Texas, you want to play for the Longhorns. It's a great job.
All right, Bill, let's stay in college football.
Buy or sell, you ever saw Bottle Rocket, the original Wes Anderson film that took place in Texas?
Sell.
It's a great film. The Wilson brothers were in it before they were the Wilson brothers.
Owen and...
That's really funny because I could not remember the other guy's name either. I felt bad. Owen Wilson and the guy who was a really good actor in Old School. Luke.
Yes, Luke. Yes.
Sorry, Luke. Sorry, Luke.
Yeah. Sorry, Luke.
Sorry, Luke.
I'm going to get back to college football before you bring up another movie that nobody else has seen. You look puzzled.
I'm just waiting for you to go so I can interrupt you and do a joke.
Great. Can't wait. All right, Bill. Last month, Deion Sanders said that he would advise his son, Shador, and two-way star Travis Hunter, who both currently play for him at Colorado, to pull an Eli Manning when they enter the draft next year in 2025. Well, Deion sat down with CBS Colorado and clarified those comments.
Who said that, and did you see me say that?
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, because, you know, I don't know who's saying that.
One thing about a lie is so fast. It can outrun the truth any day. That's a bold-faced lie. That's a stupid lie. I have more than six owners that are friends. I have more than six GMs that are friends. You got to understand, I played 14. And I worked another 17, I believe, in the NFL Network and Soap CBS. I know a lot of people. Come on. So I would never do that. Before I would disclose, if I was that stupid, I wouldn't disclose the teams I would want them to play for. I would disclose the several that I wouldn't. Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupidity. I would never do that.
Bill, Deion clearly denying that he does not have a list of just six teams that he would have Shador and Travis Hunter play for. So I simply ask you, Bill, buy or sell, you believe Deion?
I'll buy.
Buy.
Maybe there's seven. I mean, I think that the general truth of it is probably they're I believe that we're in the ballpark on the original report.
Look at you. Speaking of ballparks, let's get to some baseball here. The Red Sox and Cleveland Guardians played...
The Guardians?
Yeah, the Guardians.
Buy or sell, you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sell.
See what I did there?
I do. I've heard of that one. Chris Pratt is in those movies?
Yeah, not okay. Chris Pine or Chris... There's a lot of Chris's.
Isn't there like a raccoon in those movies, though?
Don't call him a raccoon.
There is.
Can I tell you something you're not going to like?
Oh, boy.
It's going to sound like an insult, but it's not an insult.
It's going to sound like one because it is one.
You remind me of Rocket, who you would describe as the raccoon.
Come on, man.
You don't know the character. How do you know if that's a bad thing or not?
I know he's a raccoon.
That's not his defining characteristic, and he's not a raccoon.
Well, it seems pretty defining.
Well, I guess you'll have to watch all three of them to understand why that's a compliment.
There's three. Why can't these superhero movies just be one movie?
Because they're amazing and people watch them other than you, apparently.
I got nothing. Now I'm a raccoon.
Should play as your song, your walk-up song, Rocket Man.
It sounds like an insult.
He's grumpy.
Because it is
grumpy. And he pretends he doesn't like people, but he's got a heart of gold, and deep down, he's a great friend. He's underrated and underappreciated, but comes to the rescue.
I'm going to get back to baseball here.
I mean, this is who he is, man.
Bill, the Red Sox and Guardians played MLB's shortest game in nearly 14 years. It lasted just 1 hour and 49 minutes as the two teams combined for 2 runs and 8 hits. Bill, buy or sell, the shorter the baseball game, the better the baseball game.
I mean, I'll sell that idea because I think a 13-minute baseball game would be, or a 59. That's actually kind of at the border. If I took my kid to a game, that would be amazing. I changed my answer. I changed my answer. Bye.
Bye.
It'd be amazing.
All right, Bill, let's finish one last one here. Yesterday with Pat McAfee, Bill Belichick admitted something.
Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Me and Bill Belichick never had a cup of coffee in our lives. Bill, buy or sell, you trust people who don't drink coffee.
I mean, that guy is the rocket of NFL coaching.
Sell.
The raccoon. Guardians of the Galaxy. Do I trust people who don't drink coffee? Why wouldn't I try? What does it have to do with trust?
Bye.
What are you talking about?
You're a big coffee guy.
Yeah. Do I think you made a mistake? Actually, no. It's a drug. I'm addicted to it. You did a good job. But it's also amazing. I love it. Okay. Never leave me coffee. If I had to choose coffee or Jessica Alba in that waiting, I don't know. I do. I'll give up coffee.
We went to a weird
place. Is it Alba or Alba?
I think it's Alba.
Do you think I have to say her name right for this magical moment to go? Do me a favor. I know you won't do it. Just watch the last 5 minutes of 100 or 1,000 or 200 days or 300 days of summer, whatever. It's a good movie. It's a great ending.
I'm really at the point where I don't even think there's a number in the name.
It's just called summer?
Yeah, summer days.
Let's look it up. You ready? 500 days of summer. That's how many days he dates her.
That one summer day.
Aren't you going to know context this thing? What's going on? You just going to skip these questions you wrote?
I mean, I got... All right.
Just know... What are you doing?
Well, now you're putting
That's
me on
so
the spot.
Rocket.
No.
It's so rocket.
You cannot do that to me.
The raccoon squirrel guy.
It's time for No Context, Buy or Sell.
This one's going to go over great. Bill, buy or sell, this is the strangest way to lose a prized possession.
By calling you Rocket? Buy.
Buy.
Sure. Our friendship is a prized possession.
It's time for No Context, Buy or Sell.
Bill, buy or sell, you need at least a 25-game sample size in Major League Baseball to make a determination about any team.
Ooh, is this a Mets question? Buy.
Buy.
Give me some time.
We went to a very weird place today in buy or sell.
I liked it. Are we done? Is the segment over?
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.